Transition assessments tend to be much less formal than other assessment processes throughout a student's special education career, and they tend to include less often a battery of standardized tests. Instead, what you're really trying to do is identify what a student's interests and strengths and preferences and needs are. Given that focus, it's really prudent to involve the student in that process. It's very difficult to speak to someone's interests and preferences if they weren't actively involved in aspects of exploring what those interests and preferences might be and giving feedback and input into that assessment process. There are also transition planning tools out there that have a specific place for students in that process. One that I used widely as a transition teacher was called the Transition Planning Inventory. A variety of other tools have the same approach, but essentially there's a version that's completed by the teacher, there's a version that's completed by parents or family members, and there's a version of that tool that's also completed by the students themselves. That gives the student a chance to have input on their own perspectives on their needs and strengths in different domains around transition. It gives them a chance to sharpen their ability to really self-evaluate effectively, especially when you compare their assessment perspectives to those of teachers and parents. We would use these different approaches where we'd ask the student and the parent and my team to complete that assessment. We'd compile all that information in advance of the meeting, and we'd see places where everyone was in great agreement about strengths and needs and areas where we had very different perspectives. Often it was the student who had overestimated their abilities or had aspirations that were a bit higher than anyone else might have had. And so that would become a context for us to talk about, why are there differences of opinion? Why are you seeing it as a student in a different way than we do? And then preparing the student to be able to share their perspective at the upcoming meeting. The role of school psychologists and others around assessment doesn't change as students are involved in IEP meetings in middle school and high school. But this added focus on planning for life after high school means we have to think beyond some of the traditional assessments and bring in perspectives of different people. The student perspective becomes really important in those areas. It's not intended to replace the assessments that would already be part of the planning process, but to round them out and add a different voice and different vantage point to those as well.